The oath of office will be Judge Alan Nevis. Alan, so you have too much to say, except he's introducing Judge Nevis, as I said, and we'll tune into this now because Governor Rell will now be sworn into office for her full four-year term.
Raise your right hand. You, M. Jody Rell, do solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully discharge, according to law, the duties of the governor to the best of your abilities, so help you God.
I will. Thank you. Oh, very much. Thank you. Thank you. And now in person. Thank you. Please. Thank you. Thank you. Please. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Please be seated. Actually, I just have to share with you that before I came in here, I wasn't the least bit nervous until everybody kept asking me, are you nervous? And then the more they kept asking, the more nervous I became. So I'm not the least bit nervous. But let me say, as I look around first, I am honored that so many of you have chosen to be with us today. And I am especially honored and pleased that former Governor O'Neill and his wife Nikki are here. And thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, and family and friends, members of the executive branch, the legislature, and of course the judicial branch, thank you very much for joining Lieutenant Governor Fedeli and me on this very special occasion. And to the people of Connecticut, thank you for the honor you have bestowed upon me in electing me to serve as your governor. It is an honor that I hold deeply and will forever hold deeply in my heart. And to my fellow constitutional officers who will also begin new terms today, Dick and Susan, Nancy and Denise, I offer my heartfelt congratulations and best wishes. This is the day. Thank you. This is the day of new beginnings, new promise, and a renewed commitment. It is a day marked by pageantry and purpose. A day of high spirits and higher expectations. For it is on this day that those of us honored by holding public office proudly and humbly affirm our acceptance of the public trust. It is a trust that has been passed down by generations, indeed over three centuries. A trust that requires us as the guardians of government to toil with genuineness of spirit and intention. The people of Connecticut look to us for understanding and for compassion. They look to us for reasoned action and responsive governing. They look to us for leadership and inspiration. Leadership born of a desire to make things right, to truly make a difference. Inspiration flowing from the purity of purpose and integrity. And as the people of Connecticut look to us, we must look within ourselves so that we never lose sight or waver from our purpose, our sincere reason for public service. Public service is an incredible blessing. And oh yes, it is a burden of immense weight. A blessing of great rewards for helping those in need. A burden of sometimes unrealistic expectations. But it is a burden made light if we accept our challenge of leadership, mindful that we will be measured by our actions, not by our words. Not by our politics, but by our policies and by the resoluteness of our commitment. In many ways, as we begin a new year, a new administration, a new General Assembly term, we are at a crossroads here in Connecticut. A crossroads of needed economic, social, cultural, and educational change. A crossroads crying out for our leadership and for our inspiration. Sometimes, though, in the State House of Representatives, I was at a personal crossroads. I had been asked to run, and I agonized over my decision. My children were small, my family needs were many, and candidly, I asked myself if I was up to the job of running and serving in the legislature. I hesitated, but one day as my husband Lou and I were returning home from a trip, yes, we crossed the Tappan Zee Bridge, and crossing that long span, Lou convinced me that I could do it, that I should do it. He even committed to helping me in ways large and small so that I would do it. I was fortunate to have someone in my life who enabled me to embrace a new opportunity, to take a new direction. Someone who stood with me, and in this case, who literally helped me cross the bridge to a new future. And all these years later, having served in the State House and as Lieutenant Governor, and now having taken the oath of office as governor in my own right, I believe that once again, we are at a crossroads. And it will be up to us, those of us who hold the public trust, who share in the blessings and the burdens of public service, to help the people of our state cross the bridge into a new future. But as we stand at our crossroads, we must recognize that there is a great yearning in our state, a yearning for change, for improvement, and also for greater equality. And yet there's also a yearning for stability, for preserving the history and the tradition and the uniqueness that is Connecticut. A yearning, a conflict between change and constancy, a restlessness to address disparities, to meet the unmet needs, and chart a new course. And yet, a reluctance to let go of the aspects of our heritage that we've always known. Yes, we are at a crossroads of great importance and inspiration. But this is our call to leadership. This is our time to dream of a Connecticut that is yet to be. For the responsibility is ours, beginning anew today, as we take the oath of office to shape the Connecticut that we seek, that Connecticut that is yet to be. The challenges we face along the way will be many. For change, improvement, and greater equality are rarely easily won. And the deep-seated problems confronting us in education, in energy, healthcare, taxation, and job creation are not easily solved. There will be many voices and many visions. The din of democracy, though sweet, is often deafening. As your governor, I will forcefully lend my voice, freely share my vision, and help to shape that Connecticut that is yet to be. I will seek to lead and to inspire. I will guard the public's trust, and I will do my best to continue to do honor to public service. And I will stand hand in hand with the people of Connecticut as we embrace new opportunities and take new directions. For if we are to accomplish anything, we must work together in this time of great challenge and great change. And I commit myself to creating that Connecticut that is yet to be. It must be a place of opportunity where every person has the chance to chart their own course by the integrity of their own heart. Thank you all, and God bless the great state of Connecticut.
You just heard Governor Jody Rell's inaugural.